You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks. Thanks for bringing my friends on.
No problem. Want to reintroduce. We have Kevin Chambers and Joe Rossi from Xbility are here with us. And if you'd like to contact Kevin or Joe or find out more about their programs, you can visit our website at doughaldeman.com, doughaldeman.com. And you'll see a blog post in there for Xbility. And they also can go to x-bility.com as a website for you guys, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Very good. And I'm assuming on the website they'll be able to see what courses are coming up. Mm-hmm. Can they do a sign up online, or do they
Absolutely.
Need to just contact you? They can.
Sure.
Okay. Well, guys, let's, you know, last, you know, we were just talking about your relationships to these different areas of your life. And one of them that I wanted to talk about is your relationship to money. Okay, because what do you guys think is the relationship to money that people have that probably causes the most issues?
So more often than not, a lot of things that keep people from doing our courses are two factors, time and money. And okay. So money inevitably comes up in every course. And it all comes down to our own limiting beliefs with money, thinking right. that there isn't enough, or thinking that money is the root of all evil, all these things that we don't even realize that we think about money and our relationship with money.
Right.
And in one of the processes, we actually invite people to put words to it. Like if you look at your money, your actual cash money in your pocket, in your wallet, wherever it is, what would it say about being in relationship with you? Does it say it feels, you know, valued? Does it feel respected? Does it feel distrust or actually hatred sometimes? Does it feel like it's being hoarded? So really, if money could talk to you, what would your money even say about being in a relationship with you and what that's like? And how come then this relationship isn't working?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I love where you guys are going with that, because it's not a course to teach you how to make more money necessarily.
No.
It's really a
right.
course to teach you the self-awareness to understand that relationship with it, because we all have this upper limit that we hit on how much we think we are worth, what we think we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys see some people that really get awareness around that, where they're not getting paid what they deserve, or they're not, or they can raise how much they feel like they do deserve.
Absolutely. We, you know, talk about people. We all know people that are like money magnets, and people always, you know, mention like Oprah, who seems to really get it.
Right.
And oftentimes,
turns to gold.
Yep. Oftentimes the average person, we're a money repellents, because we mm-hmm. tend to, you know, push it away, or think we don't deserve it, or we haven't worked hard enough for it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's people with issues with money. It's chronic. It's everywhere.
I have one story about that. When I was going through the program, I was helping one of our group move, and I was helping him pack up, and he had silver coins all in his house, everywhere.
And well, note that this is somebody who didn't have much money, right?
No, he had plenty of money, but in his mind, he didn't have enough money.
Right.
So here's all the silver coins. I see boxes everywhere, and the coins are everywhere. And I said, do you realize that just right here in this room, I can see about 800 bucks?
In coins. Holy cow.
I'm just guessing. And I said, you know, why are you not respecting this money that's here right now in front of you? And he said, I didn't even see it. Aha! Ding, 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 ding. That's what we're talking about
here. Did you help him gather it up?
I made him gather it up, and I made him count it, because that's part of being in a group and a team together, is you help one another.
Absolutely.
Right. So is it, when you guys do your teaching, is it book learning? Like, do people have books that they're going through to learn this? Or how do you guys get the message across where it actually affects people?
Well, I mean, there are plenty of books on everything out there. But what we do, the courses are experiential learning. And the best way that I can describe that, if I were to say, can you name all 50 states? People
probably
very,
not
right. I mean, statistically,
probably not. Honestly, no.
Maybe one in a group of people can do that, and we all could if we were given enough time,
sure.
and, you know, pen and paper and some help, perhaps. But if we were to bring a bike into the room and say, "Okay, now can you ride this bike?" and it doesn't matter if it's been a month or 10 years or 20 or 30 years, people will get back on that bike, and they may be wobbly initially, but they can remember how to ride the bike. because you, when you learn the states, we kind of memorize those in, I don't know, third grade and then forget it. or the capitals of the states, I should say. But the bike, it was an experience. So when you can experience something, you learn it and it becomes part of you. And you don't forget it as easily. So what we do, it's not all lecture. It's only about 25% lecture. It's about 25% sharing. And then it's 50% processes and exercises to get people to learn and to really take it in so that when they leave the course, it's something that that sustains. It doesn't just, like a book where you close it and like, yeah, I read that book once and I highlighted some things and that was great. You really take something with you.
It's a little like the saying, you can't learn to ride a bike from reading a book.
Absolutely.
You have to experience it. I love it. I like where you guys are going with that because experiential learning is what's going to cement a message into somebody's brain. And when we look at these synaptic connections that have been there for so many years, they may be in a blind spot where we can't even recognize them at first. So we help recognize them. But then once we have awareness around it, making the change isn't always easy. So taking those changes and learning them through experiential learning is going to cement them in a little better and help form new synaptic connections that are the ones that we choose versus ones that maybe we grew up with.
Yeah, in my previous career, I was in the corporate world for a number of years and suit and tie every day. Mm-hmm. In my present career, I don't have to wear a tie very often, but I could tie a tie in the dark.
right.
Simply because it's an experience that I've had over and over again that it's a part of me.
When sure. you know where it needs to be on your neck to finish at the right length where
absolutely.
It covers the end, the end of it covers your belt buckle perfectly.
That's right. That's right.
Even if you're driving a car.
I've done it in the car before too.
All right. So we've talked a lot about adults and the courses that we have for adults. And now Kevin, you have a special going on with that, right?
We do. We do. For our level one course, we're offering $150 off of our normal price, which is $450 for mm-hmm. anyone who calls in, the first five people who call in and mention the Doug Haldeman Show.
All right. Nice
very
deal.
Good. So, of course, normally it's $450. You guys are offering $150 off. That's a third off of the price for the first five people that call and get signed up mm-hmm. if they mention they heard on the Doug Haldeman Show. So visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, and it will give you the link to Xbility. Look at the level one course because it's coming up very soon. If they don't sign up right away, they're not going to get in because I know you guys fill up quickly and sell out a lot of these courses. So I just want to highly encourage that. Visit DougHaldeman.com. Look for Xbility. Link to it. Get in touch with them and make sure you ask for your discount and you get signed up for level one right away. And when I look at the learning that's attached to all of these things, one of the things I always think is, man, if I only knew when I was a kid what I know now.
Right.
Is there anything you guys do to help kids know then what we know now?
Absolutely. We have a course coming up this summer for kids where you're calling it Power Kids. And I'm really excited about it because that's really where my passion lies because we work with adults time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could just start to work on self-esteem and self-worth and self-value earlier on, it's hard for parents to teach something that they were never taught. So
right.
We have these expectations that parents can do all these things when they're maybe not the best in that skill.
Mm-hmm.
So our Power Kids program is for kids from 6 years old to 12 years old. And we're going to talk a lot about emotional intelligence, which just simply means being smarter with our feelings and putting together the rational and emotional so that you can move forward effectively. It's opening up a dialogue about what kids are worried about these days. And it's a whole lot different for kids nowadays than when I was a kid. I mean, the things that they have to worry about and the stressors they have it's astronomical compared to not that long ago. So I'm very much looking forward to that and just seeing what we can create with a bunch of kids of the future.
I think that's great. I'm interested in signing our kids up for it. We could flood your course. We may sell you out just with just with our gang.
Just with the Haldemans.
our eight kids. Now we have our grandson may be a little too young for it, but he'll be in line for the Power Kids course through Xbility.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I really appreciate you coming in today and sharing this information with us because we talk about our show is about making smarter consumers, learning us to make better financial decisions, learning to be more successful with our lives, learning to be happier in our lives. We have to get out of our own way in many cases to do that.
Definitely.
We have to have some self-awareness, and we need times like what we could take in a course that you guys teach to be able to get out of that rut, make new synaptic connections, help us define ourselves so that we can reach our potential on this planet. So I love what you guys are doing and appreciate you coming and spending time with us today.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
So if you'd like to reach Joe Rossi or Kevin Chambers from Xbility, you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com and look up their information, or you can even go directly to x-bility.com and sign up for one of the courses today, and be sure and ask for your $150 discount on the Level 1 course. Be sure and mention that you heard it on the Doug Haldeman Show. So I'll ask the question now is, have you ever had a collection pop up on your credit that you didn't expect and may not have even been yours? Well, I'm going to talk to you about some illegal collection practices when we return. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Have you or someone you know had a home buying experience that didn't go smoothly? Don't miss out on your next home by not having a mortgage pre-approval from someone you can trust. Get the negotiating power and peace of mind you need during your home search by giving your lender, the Doug Haldeman Mortgage Team, a call. They will guide you through a quick and easy pre-approval process that enables you to have the purchasing power you need to buy your next home. And it gives you a leg up over other buyers when you find the home you like. Nothing impresses a seller more than a buyer with a pre-approval in hand from the Doug Haldeman Mortgage Team. Call to get your pre-approval today at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-D-O-U-G.
NMLS 298-419, Cherry Creek Mortgage, NMLS 3003, 13321 North Outer 40 Road, Chesterfield, Missouri 63017, Equal Housing Lender.